The Social Snippets Show with Christina Robinson.
The last few weeks, I seem to be having conversation after conversation with businesses who are wanting to implement an email nurture campaign. So here's a question for you. Should you be implementing an email nurture sequence in your business? If we get real, it's not the sexiest marketing activity out there. Creating it is not a fun job to do. However, it is one of the best ways to keep your database working for you and keep people in your database engaged. There are lots and lots of things to consider when you're putting a nurture sequence together. So I just want to touch on a couple of points and keep this episode at snippet length and just allow you to really consider whether or not you should be including a nurture sequence in your business. So first of all, what is an email nurture sequence? To put it really simply, it's a series of emails sent to your email subscribers in your database off the back of a trigger taking place. So it could be that someone's been added to a list and they're now going to get a series of emails. It might be that that subscriber has behaved in a certain way. So perhaps they've been opening all of your last five emails, or maybe they've clicked on a specific link within one of your emails, and that's going to trigger a series of email communications to be sent to them. Now, I'm keeping this quite top level, but just so that you know, you'll hear of things called drip campaigns, nurture sequences. Essentially, they're very similar things, but it's the starting point that changes whether we're looking at a drip campaign or a nurture sequence. Okay, so nurture sequences tend to be more behavior based, whereas drip campaigns tend to be more action based. Okay, so like I say, just a bit of clarity on that point. But the objective in both situations is to take that email recipient on a journey, usually from being a prospect in your database, converting them into a lead, and then converting that lead into a paid client or someone that's purchased your product or service. The content of these emails must always be designed to educate your audience and give value to your audience. Never be afraid of giving away your knowledge and, sharing your methods and that sort of stuff in these sequences. Because in reality, the more you can demonstrate your expertise, the more you'll build trust, the more you'll build loyalty and advocacy within your email database. Some of our biggest referrers of business haven't actually bought from us, but they've received our communications regularly over a period of time. They trust us. They know if they recommend us to someone else that they're not going to be embarrassed by the way we deliver our service or anything like that. And it's come off the back of these email nurture sequences. So why would you use this email marketing strategy in your business? To be honest, if you're not doing anything with your data, that data is dying. Unused data is dead data, okay? The leads that you fail to nurture often become dead leads. So this is a fantastic way for you to be able to reach out to people regularly and in a meaningful way that allows those leads to stay warm. Why would you not actively choose to implement this strategy if it's going to keep that database warm for you? Yeah, I really, really do believe that every email address in your database should be treated as a sales opportunity. So even if you're not going to jump on the phone to them immediately, you want to be in a situation where when you're ready to make that call, they know who you are and that you've got that level of trust there. Or equally, if you get the conversation right, if you've, through your email marketing strategy, through those techniques, you're creating a world where those people actually reach out and contact you first, then all of a sudden you've got a ton of inbound leads coming to you that are actually really, really easy to convert. And we end up in a situation where essentially we never have to make a cold sales call again. So this is probably sounding quite good. So you need to think about where to start when you're building these campaigns. Like I said, you're looking at a series of emails, and I would definitely recommend 12, 15 emails in your sequence as a bare minimum. I'd be aiming for something more like 20 emails in your sequence. But what we need to do is, first of all, step one, start at the end. Okay, so think about what is it you want those email subscribers to do as a result of this campaign. Okay, and start there. What is the product or service you're wanting them to buy? Is it that you want them to book an appointment with you or request a call perhaps? Okay, what is that final action? Then I want you to identify where you are now. This is kind of step two. Okay, so what is the trigger going to be? What is the action that's going to happen that creates a world where one of your subscribers gets this series of emails? Okay, and I want you to really figure out whether, you know, is it going to be off the back of a resource being accessed? So something like a download, something like that happening. Okay, or is it just going to be off the back of someone filling in a contact form? It could be as simple as that. So make sure we know what the end point is, we know what the beginning point is, and that what we really have to do is figure out step three, which is what are all the things that need to happen between points one and points two? What are all the questions that that prospect are going to be asking? What are the bits of information that you need that prospect to have so that they actually achieve that action at the end? And then how can you divide those up into individual emails that actually, you know, each email addressing one key point, but addressing that key point by giving value and educating? So picking up on that final point, what should actually be included in an email marketing sequence? Like I said, each email needs to cover a single point, and you need to really focus on delivering that point in a way that is 100% based on offering value, and not actively sell your wares. If you know there's going to be frequently asked questions, then include those as the basis of your email. To give you an example, when we're speaking to our prospects about engaging in our email marketing services, they'll often ask about, how are we going to monitor unsubscribes, for instance? Okay. Now, we also know that a lot of clients are currently sending their email marketing from Outlook. Obviously that's a really big no-no to be sending your email marketing from Outlook and just using like your BCC fields and that kind of thing. So one of the emails I would look to include within my sequence is an education piece as to why that's a bad thing to do, and highlight the fact that, you know, by using something like MailChimp as your email marketing software, you can manage the unsubscribes, and you can also look to see who's clicked on things and get some relevant data to enable you to take that marketing a step further. Okay, we definitely want to avoid selling in the sequence. We can, of course, include some subtle sales messages, but like I said, and I know I'm repeating myself now, I've said this a few times, but it's essential that this email sequence is all about offering value. Okay, we probably try and work on a rule where, you know, let's say there's only one sort of sales message within every 8 to 10 emails as a minimum. If you can write a whole sequence without any obvious sales in it, that is the ideal scenario. And those are the sequences that are A, hardest to write, but also B, the most successful. So like I said, you know, I really wanted to keep this short. There are other things you need to know about email nurture sequences, email nurture campaigns. But you know, they're things that I've talked about previously on the Green Umbrella blog. So definitely head over there and do a search for email marketing and you'll find a few bits and pieces there that will be really useful for you. Things like, you know, there's some articles there talking about personalization in your emails, which are super important to kind of increase your conversion rate. As well as, you know, just ensuring you're building your emails from a design perspective with your specific outcome in mind. And then I've also written blogs about how best to follow up after you've sent an email campaign, so how to analyse the results and how to follow up on those. At the end of the day, you know, producing an email campaign that's designed to nurture your database does require time and effort. And there really is some detailed consideration that needs to happen around that process as well. You really need to think and consider your overall sales process and look for all the opportunities to pull those kind of nuggets of information out of that. If the thought of this is overwhelming, please, of course, reach out to me. But what I'm really hoping is that from listening to this snippet on email nurture sequences, email nurture campaigns, you can actually think, how can I fit this into my marketing strategy? Because it really is one of those things that once you've done it, once you put the work in, it's done. And going forward, you can just let it run in the background and it will definitely bring you results.